Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work? Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields also. 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today. Bill is not here today because he'll be back tomorrow in studio with us.
Somewhere else.
And Sip, you know, his voice is not fully here, but Sip is here in person.
I think it's coming back.
And to Sip's left is the man that we tried to join us on Thursday. We had some issues that have been resolved since then. That, of course, is Rick Heyman of Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Rick, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
What song was it that you played?
I played, it was by the Elevators.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was...
Good Old Days.
The Good Old Days.
New group.
This is my band. And I've let the secret out of the bag, unfortunately. This new Cali Roots reggae music, it's new to me. It's been around for
a little while.
15 years, maybe.
Yeah.
But the Elevators, with an O, Elevators.
I was pretty shocked, Rick, to see the song was from 2025. Now, all of us in here like older music, and so the fact that you are finding new music is actually encouraging.
Yeah, it's laudable.
The whole genre of they call it surf reggae, they call it Cali reggae, kind of started in California about 15 years ago. Yeah. I think kind of when they passed the marijuana laws or something. Anyway, it's reggae. It's actually reggae, but it's very positive. It's very melodic, which is hard to find. And I can't get enough of it. On my playlist, I think about every other song is one of those bands.
Wow.
There's about six or seven of them that I really follow. But the Elevators, they're from Boston.
And right, I saw that.
They don't sound like that.
They don't. They're going to be in Omaha, actually, on February 4th.
Okay, coming up.
Yeah, and there's another band called The Movement, which is one of my favorites. They were just there. But these guys are still playing in just little bars. You know, they're playing at, it's called the Slowdown, which is down by the baseball stadium.
That little bar, that's getting bigger, isn't it?
Yeah. It's starting to get some real bands. Yeah. I would expect those guys to play at something like the Bourbon Theater here.
Okay.
But I saw the Cold War Kids at the Slowdown before. Your band. That was a good concert.
How was that?
They were great. Great venue. Good spot.
Yeah.
Cold War Kids were good.
Probably about it. 8 years ago, I saw them there. Really good.
They have a couple of good songs.
Yeah, you like Cold War Kids.
Yeah, so that's where they play. And however, there's a big one named Slightly Stupid. Slightly Stupid is one of the biggest. And Stick Figure. Those two guys are really getting big, and they're both great. And Slightly Stupid just played in La Vista at the amphitheater. They sold it out in like one day.
So how many people is that?
3,500 probably.
That's pretty good.
A pretty good crowd.
The outdoor,
It's pretty good if you can sell that out.
Yeah, it's a it's a kind of a phenomenon. This new
reggae.
It's kind of a it's Cali reggae.
Cali reggae.
Well, we gave you high scores. I mean, Bill and Sip were high. I was, I think, like 5'8", 5'6", something like that. So for a song that none of us knew, that's positive.
Really. It's a vibe, isn't it? It's a vibe.
The video on that song, go watch it. It's great. And what it's about, this is what I was going to talk about. And what I want to leave the breakers with, first of all, I want to say thank you to you guys for a wonderful year. And, of course, the radio station and DP and Rebecca for all the incredible things they've done, been able to do with in our community with this station. And I also want to thank the breakers because there's not a single day that goes by that I don't run into somebody that listens to this show, often more than one. And it doesn't matter where I am in the country, which is crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. That's so good. Thank you all for your loyal listenership and your business. And every time I'm in the store at South Point, I run into somebody. In fact, Saturday, I want to give this gentleman a shout out because he came in.
Please do.
He bought an item, if I can find it here. While I'm looking, I will describe. Oh, here it is.
Describe the man. What did he look
like? Describe the man. He was a big guy.
What did he look like?
He's a big man.
He was a big dude. Here it says, go to the ticket. Shout out. Bill Lumen.
Okay.
Bill Lumen.
Lumen.
Big dude.
Where's
nice
from?
Guy.
From Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Okay.
Lincoln, yeah.
Lumen.
Well, Rick, what's happening right now?
Because
it is the holidays.
I'm
going to
tell you
here.
About that. But so my point of that song was.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The whole thing is about if you're so concerned about yesterday, you think it was great back then. Well, today is tomorrow's good old days. So enjoy the day that you're in and appreciate what you have now.
That's probably a good idea.
You know, I'm 68. I've lived through a lot of crazy times.
Yes, you have.
Politically, governmentally, wars, just weather, you name it.
Right.
And the changes that have happened just even in Lincoln. Uh-huh. You know, sometime you should have me in and we'll do a downtown reminiscence show.
That'd be fun.
How different downtown used to be. But anyway, so my point is, my gift to the breakers this year is to live today and do the thing that you really want to do, but you've been putting off because this is the good old days.
Yeah.
And as you're with your family over the holidays, and if you've got grandkids like me and kids and you know how fast everything changes, you're going to look back at this in a couple of years and go, oh, wow, you know, I missed it or I should have paid more attention right then. So live for today and enjoy today is the good old days. So go look up the Elevators.
Okay.
That video, which is fantastic, called Good Old Days. So
okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
That's what I got. I woke up this morning, I heard you Sip.
Yeah.
And I thought, sorry, oh Lord, that. Jake was gonna have me in anyway. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd jump in the shower and run down
Thank
and I
you
did
for
that.
Coming to the rescue.
You know, I know it's tough when you can't talk
on a radio
and you
show.
Have a radio
it is
show.
Tough. It's just it's rough for yourself.
Can I give a rating on your song today?
You sure can, Rick. Why not?
That's about a 3 for me.
Oh my God.
Wait a second.
You gave Chuck Berry a 3?
It's why would you
favorite
say that?
Christmas
it's
song.
My favorite Christmas song.
I know. I'm sorry.
What's
I'm
wrong
not
with
I'm
it?
Not crazy about it.
You it's don't even, like Chuck Berry?
I like Chuck Berry.
That's
Chuck Berry's good.
Chuck Berry. That's vintage.
It's even
Chuck
old.
Berry.
I play an old song, right?
I just don't like Christmas music in general.
You don't?
No. No. Because I was in retail for
That's true. It's
50 years.
It's
and the minute
hear.
That stuff comes on, I just
use what? Oh, at retail.
I've heard every Christmas song there ever was 8 bazillion
at
times.
At Sauter Heyman, they played it all. Yeah.
Did they play that one a lot?
They play everything a lot. Mariah Carey comes on, and I got to run out of the room. I don't know. It's just not my thing.
I understand that.
I'm just not my thing.
But man, that's a good one. I'm shocked that you would give.
Okay, 3.5.
I'm still shocked. But you know what? Sometimes we.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific.
Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Give you a low score, so it's fair.
That's true. Yes. He's just firing back at me on that one. It's fine. I'll tell
no,
you.
No, no, no.
I always give you good ratings on the chat.
You do pretty good.
It's
you do
fair.
Pretty well, Rick.
It's fair.
And by
it's
the
fair.
Way, I got a shout out to my brethren on the chat today. They're, that's a fun group in there, let me tell you.
I know I don't read the comments all the time from YouTube. I do see all the comments, so I see the show as the show goes on. There's sometimes there's fights in there. Sometimes there's
oh, it's
good
great.
Advice.
It's
fights
great.
There's a fight sometimes.
There's all there's fights in the YouTube chat before. There's
anybody scrap. That's a listener that's at home or can get on their phone and watch the chat that during the show really should because it's great.
It is pretty funny.
It's a subculture all yeah, of its own.
I
it
like
is
that. I
it
like
is
that.
Rick, we are 3 days away from
three
Christmas.
Days.
People can stop by any location and pick up great gifts, though, can't they?
Oh, gosh, yes. And we're still shipping stuff out. After today, it's going to be pretty tough. But
sure.
I'm guessing if you got an order in today, you'd probably get it. I don't know for sure. So give it a try. You could even call in, talk to Kelsey. She's our the person that makes everything happen over there. And yeah, so stop in the stores, Lincoln, Grand Island, South Point, downtown. We got all kinds of great deals and, we've been packed. It's been a really good year. So packed. I want to thank everybody, for their loyalty. And we've got all kinds of just great stuff. I mean, for $149, if you don't want to spend much money, all the way up to, you know, however much you want to spend. So yeah, come on in. If you're a breaker, you get 10% off if it's a non-sale item. Mention the show, mention Breaker when you come in, always, and you're going to get that. And if you're ordering online, use Ticket with a capital T. But our holiday catalog's on our website, sarterhaman.com. If you don't know what to get her, just go in there.
Just go in there and people help you.
Yeah, and if you come into the store, it may take a minute, but just, you know, sit down, have a coffee or a cookie, and we're going to get to you. We've got the greatest staff I think we've ever had assembled right now. The average person's probably been there 20 some years.
Wow.
Employees. They know what they're doing. So, you know, you say, hey, I want to spend $300. That's it. I want it gift wrapped and I want to go get her something.
I think you just got me.
That's it. And we got it.
I was there for my anniversary in October, and Rick and the team took care of me there. I got a great ring for my wife and a couple of earrings, too. Yeah, Elizabeth. She loves it. So you've always been great to us, Rick. Daughter Heyman
has. What's the go-to? What's the can't fail for a woman?
Diamond earrings. Okay. Diamond stud earrings is like the biggest no-brainer there ever was, because even if she has some, she wants bigger ones. And if she already has one, a pair, if you got it from us, we'll give you double back what you paid. Or we'll give you back what you paid if you spend double.
Okay.
If you go double in price or double in size, a lot of people do that. A lot of people. But if you just don't have any idea, give her a pair of diamond stud earrings. We have a 30-day return policy or an exchange. So if it isn't right, they can come in and get something else. But the fact that you did it and gave her something in that beautiful box that we have with the gorgeous packaging.
It is nice.
It's beautiful. And you then did your part.
It's a great salesmanship there, Rick. Good job.
Hey, you got to get her something. I'm telling you. I'm just Christmas. Telling you guys.
Yeah, even if they say don't do it, do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
When I say don't do it, don't do it. But when they say don't do it, don't do it.
They don't mean that.
Sauter Heyman Jewelers, he's Rick Heyman. Rick, join us for the game show here, would you? Sip needs
help. I would love to.
God bless you.
I don't think this is probably something you're going to be great at, Rick. Just a thought, but I wasn't planning on...
Can I cheat?
You can't cheat.
No.
If Rick gets this right, then I read him completely wrong. But today's topic for our game show is FCS nicknames. These are teams that are playing in the Division 1AA FCS.
We're dead.
I won't be good.
Playoffs.
We're dead.
If you think you know your FCS football nicknames, call us up right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Rick Heyman today in trivia. FCS nicknames are a topic. You probably feel okay about this, don't you? Oh, hang on. Go ahead. Sorry.
Just fair.
Just fair.
Just fair.
Rick, not good at all, probably?
No, terrible.
Okay. Well, I don't have a producer, so if you can hear me, you're on the show. Who do we have here today? What's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron, how do you feel about FCS nicknames today?
I feel okay, I think.
Right. Feels okay.
How old are you? How old are you?
I am 39.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm on my way to work.
All right, good job. Go to work.
All right, Aaron, first question to you. Rick will be a lifeline for SIP if he needs it. You get no lifeline. Aaron, here's your first question. What is the nickname for the University of South Dakota?
Got it. Got
you know this.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
South Dakota is the Jackrabbit.
Yes. No, it's
oh,
not.
It's not.
That's South Dakota State. I need regular South Dakota, which actually advanced further than
okay, we got this. We still got it. It's the Coyotes.
Oh, dang nice.
Dang it.
Thank you for saying that right, too. It's not Coyotes. It's Coyotes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good job. 1-0 lead for SIP. For a 2-0 lead, here's the first question, SIP. What is the nickname for Illinois State?
Redbirds. Bam.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at this guy. Redbirds is right.
No, this is good.
Stay alive, Aaron. You're down 2-0. Last question. What is the nickname for Jackson State?
I had a buddy who worked there.
Was it Deion Sanders a couple years ago? Is that your buddy?
Yeah.
Is that your friend? 5 seconds, Aaron. 5, 4, 3.
God, I do not know.
Any guess? 1.
Nope, I got nothing.
Okay, that's a win for SIP then.
That was easy.
Yeah, I knew that.
The answer was the Tigers for Jackson State. So, Aaron, nice try. We'll get you a bagel and coffee, but call him down the road.
Thank you.
All right. Listen, you got the win. FCS nicknames. How about that?
Celebrate for me, Rick. Celebrate.
Yay,
say something.
Yay. Yeah.
Say something celebratory.
Okay, well, I got one
our
more.
Record is
Oh, yeah. The update would be 47-29-1 would be the record right now. So pretty good. What's the nickname for Tarleton State, Sip?
Rick, you're still in.
Tarleton State.
Get off that phone right
now. I have no idea.
If I'm on, you cannot be on your phone during
I'm not even looking at that. I'm looking at my text.
I do it all the time. Don't worry about it.
And he gets it on Tarleton State.
Tarleton State.
Tarleton. I don't even know where that is.
I'd give it away if I told you what state it's in.
Oh, you would?
How about that for a hint? This hint would give it away if I told you the state.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
5, 4, 3, 2.
The Lakers.
They are the Texans. The Tarleton State Texans. Now, speaking of that, this is for Rick. You go over on Rick's answer. Rick, Tarleton State is in Stephenville, Texas.
Stephenville.
Never heard of that
either. What is the population of Stephenville, Texas?
I wonder if that's Stephensville.
Well, it's S-T-E-P-H-E-N-V.
That's Stephensville.
There's no S, though. There's no S.
Stephenville.
All right, I'm going to say
9,000.
Over under 9,000.
Ooh, that's a good number. Well, a little over.
How about 20,847 people in Stephenville, Stephenville, Texas?
Okay, it's like the size of Columbus.
And they've got Tarleton State, who beat Army this year.
Yeah. Wow.
Big win.
All right, 8-0-3.
And they're still alive, I think, in the playoffs. They're in the playoffs for a long time. So, Rick, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Oh, really helpful.
Thank you all.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, really helpful.
Merry Christmas to everybody. We look forward to seeing you in the new year. Thank you, Breakers. We love you.
Have fun in Florida, my friend.
We will.
Hour 3 is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.